Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world. Welcome to the Heme Consults podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena, and it is a pleasure to be talking with you today. I'm talking with you late Sunday night instead of early Sunday morning, which is what I like to do, but I'm glad that I still get to talk to you Sunday. Thank you all so much for your patience. I struggled a little bit with what to share today. And some of that is because I was a little bit down, frustrated at some of my challenges. And, you know, sometimes I wonder, like, what do I say when I feel like, wow, there's so much that's going on? But I do think it's important to share honestly and to tell you about how I think through challenging situations, because it might just help somebody. Most of the time, I am a person who has a very positive outlook on life, and I still do. Even in this challenging situation, I still do. But you know, sometimes you come to a place where you just feel the weight of your experience. Yeah, that's where I am right now. So I want to share that with you. So I won't necessarily go into the details of the story, but I'll tell you that I experienced a very frustrating situation at work where I feel like I've been blocked in a certain way. And to be honest, I have been blocked, and communication sort of died down where the said blocker wouldn't actually respond to me. And so it wasn't even the kind of thing where I felt like, you know, if you're still having communication, there's still the opportunity for a door to open, or at least for some compromise to be reached, or some agreement, or at least for some understanding. But where there's absolute silence, then it absolutely blocks the way for any communication, any resolution, any understanding. Not good. Not good. But anyway, it is the situation. And I remember finally getting to a place where I thought, that is so evil. Yeah, that's exactly how I'm feeling. Like, that is evil, where you do something bad and then you disappear off the face of the earth so you don't have to answer any questions or try to explain what happened. Anyway, so having experienced this, what I feel like is evil response of a person, whether they mean it evilly or not, I think what I would say is right now, I feel a great frustration. You know, when you're like going uphill and you feel like you're carrying what feels like rocks on your journey uphill. So it's hard enough already without having anyone stand in the way and block your uphill battle, your uphill journey. So that's how I feel. I feel like the person who is working very hard to get uphill and having someone stand in my way and push me down. And it's not to say that that's not been my experience before. It's just that sometimes you get to a place where you're like, again, you're here to push me down again. Why? So this is where I was today, feeling down and feeling like, what's the point? Why do I bother? Why should I move forward? But this is the encouragement that I got, and I want to share with you now. And the encouragement was that, hey, I know this feels hard and isolating, but this is something that happens pretty routinely to people. It is common. It is not unique to you. All right. So that's not a suck it up encouragement, but it's also hey, this is not just you. And that's important because sometimes when you're going through something and you feel like it's just me, you think, okay, well, is it something wrong with me? Did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Did I show up wrong? What did I do wrong? And you turn inward and you start to question yourself. But the moment someone says, hey, this is a common problem, it's like, oh, great. It's not me. Got it. Oh, And it lifts the weight. It lifts the weight up off of you because now you don't have to start trying to find a way to blame yourself, which, you know, at the end of the day, there's still opportunity for reflection and to say, okay, how could things be different? But it removes the chance to try to blame yourself or to put yourself in a unique situation and say, well, you know, this doesn't happen to other people, therefore it must be because I am. Insert whatever challenge you think may explain the reason. And so the fact that I can be reassured that this is something that's happened to other people too is helpful because it's like, oh, okay, this is a systemic issue, right? The moment you realize that something happens routinely, you're like, okay, this is something that's a systems problem. It's not a personal problem. And that's helpful because you recognize that you're going to find a solution because if it's common, other people are finding solutions too. But then you have to ask yourself, well, how do I fix it so somebody else doesn't have to experience the same frustration? Anyway, I'm in the middle of the journey, so I can't tell you yet how we fix it. But I do know that I already feel different knowing that this is common. So that was encouragement number one. This is a common problem. This is not just you. People stand at the top of the hill to oppose people coming up with great weights. They push them down. This is not unique to you. I don't wish it was unique, but it's like, really? This is common. People do this all the time. What? All right. So that's the first thing is that, hey, it's not just you. This is something that happens commonly enough. So don't think it's you. It's not you. All right. That's number one. Number two encouragement I received is that, hey, this will be over. A way out is coming. And I have to say that, you know, if you've ever encouraged someone through a dark place, whatever the darkness, you know, as the person who's doing the encouragement, that there is an end and that on the other side of the tunnel is light. You know, because you're standing in the place of objectivity. You're not overwhelmed by emotion. You're not overwhelmed by the challenge. You just know that breakthrough is coming. And you can confidently say it because you've seen this before. You know how it ends. It always ends with breakthrough. Always. If you don't quit. And so what the person encouraging me has to remind me of is that, hey, this is going to come to an end. It's going to get better. And the reason I need to be reminded as a person on the other end is I need to be reminded so I can hold on long enough to break through. I need to be reminded so I don't quit right now. Because if it's dark and you feel like the light will never come, then there's no point moving forward and then you quit right this moment. Because what's the point? But when you know, when someone who is past the darkness can look back and say, this will end, the end is coming, then you can say, oh, well, if the end is coming, I can do this. I can hold on for a little bit longer. I can do this. And so that's the encouragement I received today. That's like, hey, the end is coming. This thing, this challenge that you're experiencing, this evil that you feel, it's coming to an end. And since I know it's coming to an end, I'm like, okay, all right, I've been holding on. I can hold on a little while longer. If I know the end is coming, I can hold on a little while longer. And then the third encouragement I received. Oh, encouragement is good. I'm feeling good now just recounting it to myself. Oh, to you. I'm recounting it to you. And I'm also listening in as I'm recounting to you. The third thing is that celebration is coming. Now, this is different from the fact that the challenge will end. But it's like, you know where it's like something so awful, you think, ugh, what good could ever come out of it? And then on the other side, you're like, oh, I'm so glad that happened because if this hadn't happened, this wouldn't have happened, that wouldn't have happened, right? You have that story. I have that story. If I hadn't failed this exam, this wouldn't have happened. And it turned out to be the best gift. And that's the same situation I'm in right now where it's like, I don't see it. I know that I'm going to celebrate because to be honest, this is the way my life has gone. Every time a challenge has come up, I've made it through. And then at the end, I look back and the challenge actually was a stepping stone to something greater. I know how the story ends because I've been there before. And so I can wait to celebrate, or I can celebrate right now. And so I'm choosing to celebrate right now. I'm saying, you know what? First of all, this is a common problem. It's not just me. Second of all, it's going to end. All right, I'm going to hold on long enough. And third, I'm going to celebrate this particular problem as a stepping stone to an awesome destination. I know it's coming. And so why not celebrate right this moment? Why not celebrate right this moment? And so I'm so glad that I got to talk to you, because in talking to you, I encouraged myself. And I want to just invite you, whatever challenge you're going through right now, I want to remind you that it's not because of you. It's because it is. It's a common problem. And you may think you're the only one, but you're not. I want to remind you that the challenge will end. And so you can hold out just long enough to see this challenge through. And then I want to invite you to do like I'm doing right now, and celebrate, because this challenge will be the stepping stone to something amazing. It's happened before. It will happen again. You know it. You know it deep inside you. So I invite you. I invite you to celebrate in advance and to think this problem in advance, because of where it's leading you, even when you can't see it. All right. I know this has been a short episode. I'm glad that I got to come out and talk to you as late as it is on Sunday. And thank you for letting me talk to you, for listening. Thank you for being here so that I could speak to you. And as I speak to you and encourage you, turn around and encourage myself. All right. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. I look forward to talking with you again next time on the Heme Consults podcast. Thank you for listening.